From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Rescue teams are searching for survivors from an earthquake that struck southern Taiwan today. At least 14 people were killed. Hundreds were injured, but many have been treated and released from hospitals. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports from the scene of a residential building that collapsed in the city of Tainan.
The 17-story Golden Dragon building is lying on its back like a giant uprooted tree. Amazingly, around 220 people have been pulled out of the ruins alive today. It's now dark again, but rescuers have not given up. It's not clear how many people are still missing inside the rubble. There is relief that so far the death toll has been low, but there are also questions. This building is not old. Taiwan lies in one of the world's most active earthquake zones. And buildings like this are supposed to be strong enough to withstand much larger tremors than the 6.4 quake that hit this morning.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. Seven of the Republican presidential candidates will debate for the last time tonight before the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Tonight's debate is expected to be tense and combative. Marco Rubio told NBC News that being president is not like being a real estate developer, a clear swipe at Donald Trump. Jeb Bush and Chris Christie have both questioned Rubio's record and experience. Several candidates are angry at Ted Cruz, alleging that he used dirty tricks to win the Iowa caucuses. Cruz's campaign sent messages to Iowa voters falsely suggesting that Ben Carson was about to suspend his campaign. Tonight's debate is sponsored by ABC News, and only the male GOP candidates will be on stage. Carly Fiorina failed to meet the criteria for poll rankings, although she did win one more delegate in Iowa than either Chris Christie or John Kasich. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Manchester.
A Los Angeles area doctor has been sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for overprescribing painkillers that led to the deaths of three patients. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports this is the first time a doctor in the U.S. has been convicted of murder for overprescribing medication.
Prosecutors say that 46-year-old Dr. Lisa Tseng continued to prescribe large amounts of drugs even after learning her patients were dying. Altogether, 12 of her patients died, but because of additional factors in some of those deaths, she was charged with just three counts of second-degree murder. According to the Drug Enforcement Administration, Tseng wrote more than 27,000 prescriptions over a three-year period. L.A. District Attorney Jackie Lacey said that the doctor just wanted to get rich quick. Before she was sentenced, Tseng apologized to the families of her dead patients, saying, quote, "I suffer every day from the impact, and I will do everything I can to take responsibility." Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Pentagon is releasing an estimated 200 photographs of detainees in Iraq and Afghanistan. The photos were taken mostly between 2004 and 2006 and are linked to allegations of abuse. They were released in response to a Freedom of Information request from the American Civil Liberties Union. A commission advising Pope Francis on how to tackle clerical sex abuse has voted to temporarily remove one of its most outspoken members. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports the move could undermine the Pope's attempt to show he's ready to crack down on sex abuse of minors by priests.
Ever since he joined the commission created in 2014, Peter Saunders has criticized its slow pace. A former victim of abuse who heads Britain's National Association for People Abused in Childhood, Saunders criticized the Pope for the appointment of a bishop in Chile who is accused of having covered up for the country's most notorious pedophile priest. In a statement, the Vatican says it was decided that Peter Saunders would take a leave of absence from his membership to consider how he might best support the commission's work. In a separate statement, Commission President Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston says Saunders has been asked to advise the commission on the possible establishment of a victim-survivor panel. Saunders' departure leaves just one abuse survivor on the commission. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Five people are reported dead after an avalanche in a skiing region of Austria. Police in Tyrol say about a dozen people were buried in the slide. Several others suffered injuries. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.